Masechet Truma Parava Mishnah Aleph Aichor Truma Shagi. Einan Kohen, they eat Truma mistakenly. Mishalim Karev Chaimers, he must pay the principal plus an additional 50. And the pasuk says Ki Yoich Al Kodesh Bishgaga. Einan Kohen, they eat Kodesh, which is referring to Truma Bishagi. For Yosef Chamishasu Alav, he has to add a fifth to the principal. He has to pay the principal plus a fifth. Now this fifth is actually a quarter. When you tack on the fifth, then you have five parts all together. This is called a chaimesh milabar. The fifth is on the outside. It's only a fifth after you tack it on to the principal. Every time the Torah says a fifth, it actually means a quarter. It's only called a fifth because after you tack it on to the principal, you have five parts all together. Echad ha'ichal, ve'echad ha'shoysa, ve'echad ha'sach. Whether you eat truma, or whether you drink wine of truma, or whether you smear on your body oil of truma, all of these are regarded as achila. And even though the Torah says achila, it says ki yochal kodesh b'shgaga, drinking wine of truma and smearing on your body oil of truma is also regarded as achila. And if you do so, you're chayav a karen and a chaimish. Echad truma tohira, ve'echad truma tameach. Whether you eat truma tahira or whether you eat truma that is tameh, in both cases, you have to pay a karen and a chaimesh to the kohen. Mishalem chumsha v'chaimesh chumsha. You have to pay the principal plus a fifth. And if you separate the principal and a fifth, and then you go ahead and eat the chaimesh before you give it to the kohen, you would have to pay a fifth on the fifth that you ate. Meaning to say that once you separate the principal plus the fifth to give it to the kohen, that karen v'chaimesh that you separated is also regarded as truma. And if you eat the fifth that you separated to give to the kohen, you're chayav the karen v'chaimesh on that fifth. Eino mishalim truma, elachulin mitukanin, behem nasin truma. When you pay the kohen the karen v'chaimesh, you can't pay the kohen from truma that you separated from your grain. Because truma that you separated belongs to the kohen, it doesn't belong to you. You have to pay from your own grain. So therefore, you have to pay the kohen from chulin mitukanin, from your own grain that is mitukin, that the truma and maizras were already taken from it. And when you separate the karen b'chaimesh from your own grain, that karen b'chaimesh itself becomes truma. And therefore, if you eat the karen b'chaimesh that you separated to give to the kohen, you would have to pay the kohen a second karen b'chaimesh by tashlumin truma. And that second karen b'chaimesh that you pay the kohen also would be regarded as truma. And therefore, if you separate a second karen b'chaimesh and you eat also that karen b'chaimesh, you would have to pay a third karen b'chaimesh. Imrat ha'kohen limchol, eino moichol. If the kohen wants to forfeit his payment for the karen b'chaimesh, he cannot do so. And the payment of the karen b'chaimesh is a gzeiras hakasuv. And the Torah has very specific parameters how you have to pay. You don't give money. Instead, you have to give grain that the trumas and mice were taken from it, and as soon as you separate it, it becomes truma. So there's very specific parameters as to how you would pay, so the kohen has no right to be meichel the karen v'chaimesh. Sechet trumas parabav mishnah bei bas yisrael she'achla truma. A bas yisrael that separated truma from her grain, and she mistakenly ate the truma. After she mistakenly ate the truma, and before she had a chance to give the karen and chaimet to the kohen, she married a kohen. So now she is an aishes kohen. And now she herself has the right to eat truma. In truma shlo zacha ba kohen achla, mishalemet karen v'chaimet l'atma. If the truma that she ate was truma that was not yet given to a kohen, she had separated truma from her own grain, and she didn't yet give it to a kohen, and she mistakenly ate it. Now that she is married to a kohen, she can pay the principal and the fifth to herself. And now she is an aishes kohen. She has a din like a kohen. As an aishes kohen, eats truma, even though she's a bas yisrael. So therefore, since she herself has a din of a kohen, she can pay the karen and chaimesh to herself. Be'in truma shezacha b'kohen achla. But if the truma that she mistakenly ate before she was married to a kohen was truma that was already owned by a kohen, the truma had already been given to a kohen, and she mistakenly ate that kohen's truma, and then she subsequently got married to a kohen. Mishalemet karen labala, v'chaimesh l'atma. In such a case, you would have to pay the principal to the kohen that owned the truma. And And even though she herself is now an Asher's Kohen, but since the truma that she ate belonged to a different Kohen, so she has to pay back that Kohen as she ate the property of the Kohen. But the chayin that she can pay to herself, since she is now an Asher's Kohen, she does not have to give the owner of the truma the chayin. Because Chacham said, Ha'oichol truma shoyge, somebody who eats truma mistakenly, Mishalim keren lebalim v'choymesh l'chol misha yirza. The principal has to be paid to the owner of the truma, to the kohen that owns the truma. But the choymesh can be given to any kohen. So therefore, in this case, that this Bat Yisrael who ate truma v'shoyge is now an Asher's kohen. So even though she has to give the principal to the owner of the truma, but the choymesh she can give to herself, since she is now an Asher's kohen.